The passage reading is Matthew chapter 26, verses 39 through 41. And he went a little beyond them and fell on his face and prayed, saying, My Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me, yet not as I will, but as you will. And he came to the disciples and found them sleeping, and said to Peter, So you, men, could not keep watch with me for 1 hour? Keep watching and praying, that you may not enter into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Amen. The senior pastor will deliver the message with the title, Keep Watching and Praying. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, members of over 9,000 branch churches in Korea and all over the world, including the United States, Canada, Mexico, Guatemala, Honduras, El Salvador, Nicaragua, Costa Rica, Panama, Venezuela, Colombia, Ecuador, Peru, Brazil, Bolivia, Uruguay, Argentina, Chile, Japan, Mongolia, China, Taiwan, Thailand, Vietnam, Philippines, Malaysia, Indonesia, Nepal, India, Sri Lanka, Pakistan, Kazakhstan, Israel, Palestine, Egypt, Sudan, Ethiopia, Kenya, Uganda, Rwanda, Burundi, Tanzania, DR Congo, Gabon, Angola, Botswana, Swaziland, South Africa, Burkina Faso, Liberia, Cote d'Ivoire, Ghana, Nigeria, the United Kingdom, Ireland, France, Belgium, Holland, Germany, Italy, Greece, Russia, Sweden, Estonia, Belarus, Ukraine, Dagestan, and local sanctuary members, those who are attending the service on the internet all over the world, GCN and Manmin TV viewing audiences. Yesterday was Chuseok, the Korean Thanksgiving Day. Did you have a wonderful holiday? I came back from the mountains and I spent Friday with some of the elders in the church. And I prepared for the message yesterday and I had to assign documents that I couldn't have a look for 2 weeks. I believe you had a great time in the Lord with your family members and relatives. And now on this last day of the holidays, you came to the Church of God to keep the Sunday holy with your family members, and I believe you are overflowing with happiness even more. It is all by the grace of the Lord that we can enjoy such peace and happiness. While he was on this earth, Jesus took upon himself all the burdens of the mankind, such as poverty, sickness, and infirmities. He even gave his life on the cross to redeem us from sin, which is the cause of all unhappiness. By the grace of the Lord who lived only for the souls, we came to enjoy true peace and true hope of the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, any believer in the Lord should be able to enjoy the true peace. But is there anyone who is going through life without experiencing the true peace of the Lord completely? Have you encountered problems during these short holidays? Whether big or small, did you face any kind of test or trial? If so, you should check the current state of your faith to find the cause and solve the problem. Today in particular, I hope that you will focus on the aspects of prayer through this message. Our Lord has already provided all the conditions necessary so that we can enjoy true peace. But for us not to face any test or trial and to enjoy true peace of the Lord, we must pray. In Ezekiel 36:37, God promised the recovery of the nation of Israel, saying, Thus says the Lord God, This also I will let the house of Israel ask me to do for them. God promised that he would fulfill such a thing, but until it is actually fulfilled, they have to ask. Oh, because there is the promise of God already promised us, we don't have to ask. It doesn't mean that. Even with the promise of God, we have to keep on asking until we actually receive it. Sometimes, some people say, oh, this year is the year of blessing, and why haven't I received any blessing this year? Then I ask, And in the beginning of the year, I told you the things that you have to do to receive blessings. Then they cannot say anything. They don't do anything. And God didn't say He will unconditionally give blessings to everyone. If God gave us what to do, and if we do this and that, God will make impossible possible and bless us. This is the justice. The same principle applies for you to receive the blessings that are prepared in this year of blessing 2009. And this year is not the only year of blessing. The blessings will continue until we go into Canaan Sanctuary. And after we go into Canaan Sanctuary, the blessings will be given in full scale, to the fullest extent. So when other people receive blessings, everyone else will receive blessings together after we go into Canaan Sanctuary. God has proclaimed that He will be giving us blessings this year, but you cannot receive without asking. Soon we will have a two-term continuous special Daniel prayer meeting. Through this message, I hope you may realize why you have to pray and pray with your heart. I hope you will be able to enjoy true peace all the time. Moreover, before this year of blessing for 2009 passes by, I pray in the name of the Lord that you will give glory to God with testimonies of your blessings. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, Jesus taught us to always be alert and pray by personally giving the examples of prayer. And today's passage says, "Keep watching and praying that you may not enter into temptation." He said this while He was praying at Gethsemane just before He took the cross. He prayed so earnestly that He even put His face on the ground. But His disciples who went with Him fell asleep. Seeing them, Jesus spoke to His disciple Peter. "So you men could not keep watch with me for 1 hour. Keep watching and praying that you may not enter into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak." So if you've fallen into temptation, it means you didn't pray. Of course, the crucifixion of Jesus is within the spiritual providence to save all mankind. But for those disciples who still had little faith, it could have been a difficult test to overcome. Jesus told them to keep watching and praying, having concern about this. This word is not just given to the disciples at the time, but to all the believers in the Lord. Those believers who are following in the way of the cross are having spiritual battles with the enemy, devil, and Satan daily. They can prevent entering into temptation and win victory in the spiritual battle only when they keep watching and praying. It is easy to enter into temptation without praying, but it doesn't mean you should pray with the fear that you may enter into temptation. Some people say God gave them tests. Under no conditions are such tests of temptation given by God. James chapter 1 verses 13 through 15 says, "Let no one say when he is tempted, 'I am being tempted by God,' for God cannot be tempted by evil, and He Himself does not tempt anyone. But each one is tempted when he is carried away and enticed by his own lust. When lust has conceived, it gives birth to sin, and when sin is accomplished, it brings forth death. As written, temptation is caused by man himself. They are tempted by and enticed by their own lust. And it is the Satan that entices people." You may wonder, God gave a test to Abraham, and such a test is completely of a different kind. The test given by God is for our soul's prosperity, so namely it is for blessing. If we pass, God gives us great blessings. According to the magnitude of the test, bigger the test, the bigger the blessing. And God gives us our soul's prosperity because we, So the test given by God, we don't fall into temptation. Because God gives us a way of way out as well. But if we are enticed by our own lust, then we fall into temptation. God said in Jeremiah chapter 29, verses 11 to 12, "For I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for calamity." He doesn't want to give us calamity or tests to give you a future and a hope. "Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you." If you call upon me and come and pray to me, so if you come before God and pray, God will listen to us. Then He will answer. God the Father does not want any of His children to face any disaster, but only wants them to live in peace and hope. But then, why is it easy to enter into temptation if you do not pray? First of all, if you don't pray, you cannot be guided by the Holy Spirit. It means you are tempted by your own desires, and you can't be guided by the desire of the Holy Spirit. For example, there are some people who face difficulties conducting businesses. In most of these cases, they followed their own self-interests rather than receiving the guidance of the Holy Spirit through prayers. They may cause difficulties to themselves by signing some improper contracts or expanding the business beyond their capabilities. But you will be prosperous if you do everything by the guidance of the Holy Spirit through prayers. In John 16:13, Jesus said, "When He, the Spirit of truth, comes, He will guide you into all the truth. For He will not speak on His own initiative, but whatever He hears, He will speak, and He will disclose to you what is to come. As written, the Holy Spirit leads believers to live by the truth, which is the Word of God." If you live by the Word of God, which is the truth, you won't give any opportunity for temptation to come. There won't be any chance for the enemy, devil, and Satan to accuse you. Even if temptation comes because of your mistakes or external reasons, the Holy Spirit lets you know in advance that the temptations are coming so that you can be prepared. He gives you a way out. Some people say that they faced difficulties even though they lived by the Word of God. But if they really did, could it be true? They may think that they practiced the word of the truth, but if they maintain their own righteousness and framework, they cannot really discern truth from untruth 100%. Simply put, self-righteousness is to consider yourself right. And when that righteousness is hardened, it is your mental framework. Everybody has this self-righteousness and framework until you go into spirit. Those who go into spirit, you can go into spirit and whole spirit because you have broken down your self-righteousness and framework. If you do not break down this self-righteousness, even if you have been leading your Christian life for 20 years, 30 years, you cannot go into spirit. Please keep this in mind. So you have to break down this self-righteousness and framework quickly. You have to consider yourself nothing. I used to have a very strong righteousness and framework, self-righteousness. And when I was in the world, when I was an unbeliever, I always wanted to win in the argument and debate. But since I accepted the Lord, I realized through prayers that I was very foolish. I was evil. I thought I could live even without law. I heard that people say I could live even without the Lord, but as time went, I realized more and more that I was evil. So I considered myself nothing, and I considered everything I knew nothing. In the Bible, it says, if you think you are wise, you have to give up your wisdom so you can be really wise. And the apostle Paul said, I die every day. Even though I didn't really know the spiritual meaning, I wanted to die every day. And if you have your righteousness and framework, you try to live. So reading those verses, I just decided to cast away my former theory and knowledge, and I wanted to begin from nothing. So I listened to the Word of God from the state of nothing. I've never judged the past judgment or condemnation, whether it is right or wrong. When I listen to any pastor's messages, whether young or old, some new believers have a hard time listening to the Word of God because they are making judgment with their own knowledge. Humble yourself, and they ask back, why should I humble myself? They hear serve others, and they don't understand why they have to serve others. And if somebody strikes you on the left cheek, you have to turn the other cheek as well. They don't understand. And somebody asks you for a tunic, then you have to give your garment, cloak as well. That is the Word of God. Do not seek your own. Humble yourself. Serve others. In this world, how can you survive without asking your, without pursuing your own your interests? So if you just have a framework of the world, you cannot live by the Word of God. But of course, you have to make discernments. But in the beginning, you don't have any discernments because you don't know any truth. But later, as the time goes on, you can have discernment as well. So considering yourself right, you have to deny, you have to cast away all these things. In the Wednesday service, the principal of the Sunday school student Sunday school, he preached the message because he is a physicist. He had to think a lot. And after listening to my message, his thoughts were, just by listening to my message, he was thinking about what is a thought, what is the definition of the thought? We have to think, and what is to think? And listening to my message, he realized, he understood the truth. How simple the answer is. It is so easy to understand. And so his thoughts were, his theories were broken. And because he received grace this way, he came to accept all the messages. It is the same with righteousness and framework. So you have to realize why you have to cast them away. And then you won't have any self-righteousness. You won't insist that you are right. So that is why I don't debate or argue with anybody, even with my subordinates. Each individual has his own unique conscience, their way of thinking. 6.7 billion people, all of them have different ways of thinking. I saw these statistics, and it's 6.7 billion. And I always say that, but some people are always thinking, always, some people say, keep on saying 6.6 or 6.5. And I wonder whether they are really listening to the message or they are just ignoring the message. So because they don't correct themselves, they just keep hold on to their thoughts. Everyone has different way of thinking, personal value. Everybody has different conscience, even between parents and children. So each one has different righteousness because what they think is right and proper is different. Even though people listen to the same message, they understand it in different ways. Sometimes they understand it in a way that opposes the will of God. In Israel, chairman of TV station, I met with him and he was telling me, when other people say bad things about you, why do you just keep quiet? Why do you not take any reaction? So I explained, our Lord told us to love even our enemies, and why do I have to argue with them one by one? When the time goes, God will make everything work for for the good. And our Lord didn't argue with anybody. He didn't say, oh, I never said that, I didn't do that. He didn't do that. The man of God wouldn't do that. That is why I just forgive and understand them. I pray for them. And I just follow the word of God. And God will be pleased. And He will love me even more. And he didn't want to understand. He went back and he said to his people that he was trying to be on my side, and senior pastor only rebuked me. He didn't take it in a good way. I just wanted to let him realize the truth, but he just had misunderstanding about me. He listened to the word of God for a long time, and even though he was a chairman of a Christian TV channel, he didn't understand the truth, even when I explained with the truth. So they understand in a way that opposes the will of God. The Apostle Paul had a lot of knowledge and a strong self-righteousness, but from the time he accepted the Lord, he thoroughly experienced that most of his righteousness was not right according to the will of God. His confession follows in 2 Corinthians 10:5. We are destroying speculations and every lofty thing raised up against the knowledge of God. We are taking every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. Every lofty thing raised up against the knowledge of God is the arrogance. God says, if somebody strikes you on the left cheek, turn to him the other also. What does the untruth say? Why do we have to do that? We have to try to live. Why should we die? If you try to die, we'll live. We want to be served. And how can we always serve all the time? So every lofty thing raised up against the knowledge of God, everything has to be destroyed. That is why, start from the beginning, completely from nothing, and change yourself with the word of the truth, so you can go into spirit quickly. And every thought, every speculation, and every lofty thing, every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. And whatever is against the word of the truth, we have to abolish it. We have to get rid of it. We have to destroy it. And just cultivate our heart with the truth only. Therefore, in order to understand the will of God correctly in every matter, we have to receive the guidance of the Holy Spirit correctly by being on alert and praying. At the same time, we have to break our self-righteousness and frameworks by fervently praying, especially as you attend church for a considerable period of time and gain increasing knowledge of the Word of God. You may make new frameworks within the truth. This is also a problem. If you make this framework with the truth, then you only become arrogant. For example, in seminary school, some professors said, if you cry out in prayer, you're like only a new believer. Those who have good faith, they will just meditate. And listening to such a word, I wouldn't just accept with my heart. And if I had any confusion, I would pray about it, and God let me know to look up to which verse of the Bible. So, because if you cry out in prayer, you'll be considered like a new believer. So who will cry out in prayer? That is why I always had to go to the mountains. Even in the church, they wouldn't let me cry out in prayer, saying that we'd create noise for the neighbors. So that's why I went to mountains to pray. But if we think about the Bible, our Lord cried out in prayer in April in Israel. At night, it goes down to 13, 14 degrees Celsius. And still, he sweated, and his sweat became like drops of blood. Of course, he prayed with all his energy and strength. And of course, he cried out. And is our Lord a new believer? The man of God in the Bible, they all cried out in prayer. Are they all new believers? And they teach something that is against the word of God. And if the seminary students, if they accept it, it'll be their frameworks. If you cry out in prayer, it'll be like that. And they say, if you cry out too much in prayer, it is wrong. And also, same thing with the speaking in tongues. They say it is wrong. So they learn something wrong in the seminary, and they teach what is wrong to their flock after opening a church. So they are leading the flock to the way of darkness. And there are so many things like this. They follow the traditions of the elders. These things become self-righteousness and frameworks because of the wrong knowledge they learned. And if things are not, do not agree with what they learned previously, they say other people are heretical. Some things are not clearly evident as untruth, but it is not complete truth at the same time. It is called a framework of the truth. Brothers and sisters, why is it easy to enter into temptation if you do not pray? The second reason is that it is difficult to follow the desire of the Holy Spirit if you do not pray. Most of you church members here, having heard so many messages, know the truth very well. So you sometimes receive the inspiration of the Holy Spirit also. But even though you know the truth and receive the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, you do not always follow it. People can follow the desire of the Holy Spirit and do the will of God only when they have spiritual strength. For example, consider believers who have been attending church for a long time who suddenly stopped coming to church. Other believers might have thought that they had good faith because they kept Sunday holy and gave tithes, but then they get a surprise. In many of these cases, such people didn't pray at all, or they had stopped praying a long time ago. As they faced some difficulties in family or workplaces while not praying, they got discouraged. They know that they have to rejoice and give thanks, but they cannot do it because they don't have spiritual strength. They do not rely on God with faith, but they seek worldly methods. Also, if you do not keep watching and praying all the time, you cannot drive away temptations. Just like the past, you begin to follow the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the boastful pride of this life, and take the fleshly things. You follow your old habits again. You try to cast them off, but because you stop praying, you take the old habits again. You take the worldly things again. The desire to follow the flesh, your old habits, and the fleshly attributes are not easy to cast away by your own willpower. You can control your heart only by the grace and the strength of God from above and by the help of the Holy Spirit. You will pull out even the deepest root of sin from the heart and become new creatures capable of becoming true sons and daughters of God. You can receive this kind of grace, strength, and inspiration of the Holy Spirit and follow the desires of the Holy Spirit when you keep watching and praying. brothers and sisters, evil spirits, the rulers of the air, always provoke the untruth in our heart through our thoughts. They incite us to act on the untruth. They try to make us leave God. They try to make us sin. 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 8 and 9 says, "Be of sober spirit, be on the alert. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. But resist him firm in your faith." Those who are full of the Holy Spirit by always praying can drive away temptations. Those who do not pray will have hearts that can be pitched and tossed. Suppose a person is trying to pull out a tree. He will first go to the tree and shake it. If the tree has very deep root and does not shake at all, he will soon give up. But if the tree is shaken, he will shake the tree even harder, thinking that he can eventually pull it out. It's the same with the enemy, devil, and Satan. If you are not shaken at all by temptations, they will go away. But if you do not stand firm, they will constantly test you. They will give you doubt, so you will not believe in God. They will make you follow your laziness, so you won't be diligent in faith. They will make you turn to the world and commit sins. To keep from falling into the temptations of the enemy, devil, and Satan and drive them away, you must keep watching and praying. But some people say that they know they have to pray, but it is too difficult for them to pray because they are so tired after working hard all day. In an effort to justify their lack of praying, some people say that Jesus also said, "The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak," and that human beings are meant to be weak. Those who justify themselves, it means they didn't receive the Holy Spirit. But it is a misunderstanding of the Word of God. In today's passage reading, before he took the cross, Jesus prayed until the sweat became drops of blood. At that time, Peter, James, and John, who had gone with him to pray, fell asleep. Seeing them, Jesus said with pity, "The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak." Of course, the disciples wanted to pray with their master, but they couldn't. Here, saying flesh is weak does not mean their physical body was weak. Peter, James, and John were fishermen, and they were strong men. They were very young, too. They didn't have a problem fishing all night, and it wouldn't have been a problem for them to pray all night, too. Jesus even asked them to keep watching and praying with him, but they still fell asleep. It's not because their bodies were weak that they fell asleep. It was because they couldn't overcome the desires of the flesh. Here, flesh does not mean the physical human body. It means the body combined with sinful natures. The body combined with sinful natures tries to follow flesh, and this attribute is the desire of the flesh. The disciples wanted to pray in heart, but their desire of the flesh wanting to sleep and rest was stronger. Finally, they couldn't overcome drowsiness. When you have real fun, your tiredness will not matter so much. Likewise, the decisive factor in overcoming tiredness is not the physical condition that you are tired, but whether you can control your desire of the flesh that wants to take a rest rather than the desire to pray. Yesterday, if you had fun with your family members or your friends, did you feel tired? If you do something very fun, you don't feel tired. If you watch some very interesting, exciting movie, you are not tired. But if you watch some boring movie, you feel drowsy. I met with some church elders on Friday and had fun from 10 a.m. until 12 we had lunch together, and from 1 we began to play and until 8 o'clock, and the elders said the time went so fast, it was so quick, and if you have fun with the loved ones, if we have fun in the Lord, we won't feel tired. Even if we went on all night, we wouldn't have felt tired. They wouldn't have said they were tired. It's the same with the prayer. The reason why Peter and the disciples could not overcome the desire of the flesh was because it was before they had received the Holy Spirit. That is why Jesus said flesh was weak, but those who received the Holy Spirit, they wouldn't say it. After they received the Holy Spirit, they completely changed to become brave and bold apostles. Peter was loved by Jesus very much as the first of the 12. Nevertheless, before he had received the Holy Spirit, when Jesus was arrested, Peter felt his life was also threatened and denied Jesus 3 times. But after he received the Holy Spirit, he did not submit under any threats to his life, and while preaching the gospel, he manifested many signs. At the time of his martyrdom, he volunteered to be crucified upside down. So if you think you cannot pray because you are weak or you are tired, I would like you to think about it once again. Jesus showed us the power of faith, making the impossible possible by dying on the cross and resurrecting. When we believe in this Lord, we can also make the impossible possible. Jesus also redeemed us from weakness. As He returned to heaven, He sent us the Helper, the Holy Spirit. If we truly believe in this fact, how can we not pray? The important thing is our willingness. Those who really believe in God, they will practice the truth. If we love, we can do it. Not just with lips, but if we really love God from heart, we must pray. Thinking about the past, I wonder how I prayed like that. Sometimes I am surprised. Nobody taught me that I had to pray. Nobody was telling me to cry out in prayer. There was no pastor telling us to pray like I do. But whenever I had time, I went to mountains to pray. Even working on construction sites, I did all the early prayer, early morning prayer meetings. When I was a new believer too, I went to mountains to pray in Seoul, and I went to prayer mountains so much that I went to most of the prayer mountains around the Seoul. And I would fast so often also. I didn't have any prayer titles for me personally at that time. I didn't really have anything to pray for me. I prayed for the pastor, other pastors in the church and the leaders in the church and for the construction of the church. And I had only a little bit of prayer for me. I wanted to become a good elder, taking care of widows and orphans and the needy. And also I wanted to pay back my debt quickly, and it was only for a short time. And for all other time, I prayed for the kingdom of God. Still, I just went to mountains to pray and fasted. And once I had the calling of God to become a pastor, since I had the calling, the duty of a pastor, I prayed for many other things. Nobody forced me or anything. It is my heart. It is my love. It is my love for God. So I prayed with my love for God. So at the time of the opening of church, whenever they had leave, the pastors in our church, they spent their leave to pray on the mountains and fast, to read the Bible. But today, I think many things have changed. Even though our body may be weak, if we just have the willingness to pray, we will ask for health and pray. If we pray with heartfelt love for God, the church, the shepherd, and the brothers in faith, we can overcome tiredness anytime. The Holy Spirit will help us if we try just a little bit more. We will not feel drowsy or tired when we are filled with the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. It is because when we are filled with the Spirit by praying fervently, our bodies will feel light and refreshed with a clear inspiration and fullness of joy. So if you are full of Spirit, then we'll have clearer inspiration and we'll hear the voice of the Holy Spirit more clearly. Before I went to the mountain prayer this time, somebody asked me to pray for her husband. And when I prayed about him, I had so much discomfort and worries and concerns about him in my heart. So I felt there was a problem about him. And there was something wrong with this person. So I asked Elder Choi, what happened to this man? And something happened to him, and because he wouldn't want to make me worry, he wanted to tell me after the mountain prayer was over. So because the Holy Spirit knows everything, He will tell us the things to come. So if we are filled with the Spirit, and if we have the clear inspiration, we will not enter into temptation, and even if we do, we will overcome, and we will be guided by the clear voice of the Holy Spirit, so we will be prosperous in all things. If the impossible, it will be possible, and the possible things will become better. It is a rule of the spiritual realm that things are done as we say. If believers say they cannot pray because their flesh is weak, they cannot but stay weak all the time, just like the words from their lips. God will feel great pity if we do not utilize the authority of being the children of the Almighty God who can do anything. Therefore, since we are living in the era of the Holy Spirit, we should not enter into temptations because we do not pray, feeling our flesh is weak. Therefore, since we are living in the era of the Holy Spirit, we should not enter into temptations because we do not pray, feeling our flesh is weak. We have to always keep watching and praying, receive the help of the Holy Spirit, cast away our old habits, and cast away the evil from our hearts. Let me conclude the message. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, if we set a fish outside water, it will finally die because it cannot breathe. It's the same with our spirit. Our spirits that are born again as children of God will again die if we do not pray. It's because prayer is the breathing for our spirits. The spirit will begin to die. Our spirits that had been dead due to sin was brought back to life at the moment we accepted the Lord. In order for us not to lose the life of the Spirit again by participating in sins, we have to be supplied with the spiritual power. We always have to live in the inspiration and communion of the Holy Spirit by keeping watching and praying all the time. If we always keep watching and praying, we will not enter into temptation and also our soul will prosper. It does not take so much time to accomplish Spirit and Holy Spirit. You enter into temptations and the process of sanctification is slowed down because you stop praying. All things go well with you and you will be healthy when your soul prospers. God will also keep you all the time. But the reason why you and I always keep watching and praying is not just to receive blessings and protection of God. You and I continuously pray to fulfill our duty to awaken so many souls around the world so that they too can welcome the coming Lord. Also, it is to fulfill the duty given to our church. It's not only for myself, our church members as a whole have to fulfill this duty as one. So we can live happily forever in heavenly kingdom. And after giving glory to God greatly, receiving great love of God, Jesus had so much power and wisdom and he lacked nothing. But he also prayed before God, even just before he took the cross. Some of you cannot really pray. Of course, you come and attend the Daniel prayer meeting. Of course, at least you have to be able to come to Daniel prayer meeting. It is a sin to stop praying. So we always have to be on alert all the time. We have to keep praying. And Samuel said he did not want to commit the sin of not praying for you, not praying for the people. So it is sin to stop praying. And you don't pray and you say, and you have to think that your breathing has stopped. You have to revive that breathing so your soul can prosper and you can be full of spirit. You can be filled and inspired by the Holy Spirit. The first of the blessings is prayer. And this blessing is not only for this year. As I told you, the blessings will go on. And if when we go to Canaan Sanctuary, it will be given in full scale. I hope you will also always keep watching and praying to overcome the world and do your God-given duties. In doing so, I pray in the name of the Lord that you will surely go into New Jerusalem and have blissful conversations with the Father God and the Lord face to face. Let us pray together thinking about the message. Father God, thank you. Thank you for giving us, letting us have good holidays. You told us to keep on praying, not to enter into temptation, to follow the desires of the Holy Spirit, to have true faith and to go into New Jerusalem, to have to receive blessings. We have to always pray. And let us keep on praying unceasingly. If we really love God, we'll have this conversation with God. And if we do not pray, it means we don't really love God. So let us keep it in mind and let us love God from the depth of our heart. Father, thank you. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Do you love God? Of course you have to love God. You have to love God first. You know why you have to love God first. We have a reason. We have a good reason to love God first. God is the one who gave us life. Life of the spirit and life of the body. God is the one who created us. He is the one who gave us the seeds of life. On top of that, we were going the way of death because of sins, and he had mercy and compassion on us, and he sent his one and only Son to save us and to lead us to heavenly kingdom, to save us from hell. It is God the Father. And if you really believe this, and you obviously have to love God first, there shouldn't be any excuse or reasons. since I accepted the Lord, I had so much debt because my wife, a prisoner director, she liked serving others. She loved serving others very much, and she borrowed a lot of money because I was sick all the time. And she borrowed from many private loan and all her brothers and sisters, and she would collect their necklaces and rings and so on, and to sell them to buy some medicine for me and to make a living. And that was the end. She couldn't. And when it didn't work, she went to the private loan, and with so much, such high interest rate, and the interest would soon be even more than the capital money. And because we borrowed money with this interest rate, and there was no way to pay them off, pay them back. It only increased. But we were so happy after accepting the Lord. We had to pay so much interest, but we are still happy. We didn't miss any services. We didn't miss prayer. We always filled with happy and happiness and praises. Even though I was working on a construction site, I didn't miss the dawn prayer meetings. I don't know how many of you are in a more difficult situation than I was before. Because I went through such situations, I try to help those who are in need. That is why right now I'm giving the aid to more than 600 families. Because that was my prayer titles, that I wanted to help take care of the widows and orphans. And take care of the sick people, help the sick people. I wanted to become a good elder, and I just believed that God would bless me for sure. Because I was doing everything to receive blessings. I followed all the ways to receive blessings. I always gave to God, and I was 100% sure that I would be receiving blessings of God. But I was quite shocked to receive the calling of God to become a pastor, because I was praying to become a good elder of the church, because it is so different from my desire. But even after I became a pastor, God fulfilled all my wishes. Let us pray. I'll pray for the sick people. Lay your hands on sick parts and infirmities and receive the prayer for your heart's desires. Father God, lay your hands on them. Show your work transcending space and time. Bless all those who are attending the service in all the churches, branch churches, and local sanctuaries through satellite, and all those children of God who are attending the service on the internet all over the world, and all Mommy TV viewers, and their prayer requests from other countries. Lay your hands on them. There is a prayer request from Israel that there will be more rain in Israel and in Philippines and Indonesia because of typhoon and earthquake. So many people died. And Father God, after this son prayed, there was rain the next day, but the Father God, they need more rain in Israel because they have had this drought for a long time. Father God, show your word. Give them more rain in Israel. From the Philippines, Pastor Victor Albert Del Campo sent his prayer request. There's a big, because of the typhoon, they had a big damage. And let there be many aid from all over the world. And Father, give them grace. Let there be many faithful believers in God in the Philippines as well. Also, from Indonesia, let them recover quickly. Pastor Vitaly Fishberg from the United States will preach in the Church of God's Ambassador on October 4th, Sunday. Fill him with the Holy Spirit and Hang Yul Kim. Let him have a good interest rate condition, and Herman Reyes, let his characters change into a mild and soft character. Manuel Ramos, let him quit the drugs. And Carlo Rupe, let him quit the drugs and return home. Margarita from Colombia, let her family be healthy and receive financial blessings. Missionary Che from neighboring country in Hun Mamin Church, let them have a great autumn retreat. Wen Hung En, let him be forgiven of all past sins. Pu Feng Shang has problem with urination. Mun Sun, he has a tumor in the breast and pain in the knee and back. Kim Wirim has a piles, Wang Ying Li. Let her daughter have a easy delivery. Chen Songhua's son, John Egan, has an addiction to computers. Let him be set free from the addiction. Wu Shuping, let the House of Grace receive financial blessings. Hong Xing Yong, let his brothers and sisters quit the drugs. Kim Gumok has a last stage uterine cancer, diabetes, and heart disease. Be healed by the five Holy Spirit and be cleansed. Light come. Hong Yao Hong has problem with the cerebral nerves. Be healed by the five Holy Spirit. Be cleansed and light come. Hong Yong Ho has thyroid problem. Ri Won has heart disease. Li Xin, after effects of surgery on tumor of the veins, Father, heal them with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Give them faith, and from head to toe, all entrails and cells and nerves and tissues, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Give them spiritual and physical health. Light come. Let them see well. Let them open their ears. Let them hear well. And heal all the internal problems. Heart and lung and liver and all internal diseases be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit. All diseases go away. Give them good health. Protect them throughout this week. Let them land and not bow. And protect their vehicles. And let them make no mistakes while driving. Father, drive away all swine flu. Light come. All variations of swine flu go away. Father, show your work. Thank you, Father. Give them peace throughout this week. Bless them as they come in or go out. Let them lend and not borrow. And those who haven't come back yet, Father, protect them. Thank you. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.